I was starting to kind of not really go to sleep, but I was starting to fall asleep, but I wasn't actually, I never actually fell asleep. But at the very end there, when you asked me if I had any questions about Gurdjieff, I realized that I didn't realize that we were even talking about him.
Well, the thing is, though, you won't fall asleep. If you fell asleep, it would just keep going. And it's only for convenience you flip it every hour for downloading purposes.
Right. Even if I didn't flip it, I could always load it onto the machine and then edit it into hour segments.
Okay. If you did, if it didn't, it's just a little extra work, but it's not a big problem if you failed to flip it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I've been... we're okay. Actually, I was pretty good the whole time.
Okay,
mostly.
When I said, are you awake, you were awake at that time.
Well, yeah, I responded.
Right. I mean, were you dozing that early, after a couple hours?
No, it wasn't till the very end. Actually, I knew we were talking about Gurdjieff. I just wasn't fully paying attention.
Right.
At that point.
I think we asked about Herb... This gold guy, I thought we asked that with Gerd before.
No, Paris.
Yeah, that was Paris Lamont. Okay, so the thing is, are you going to bed soon? Is that what you were telling me?
Yeah. I probably need to get some rest before I go sit down at the computer and get some work done.
Yeah, I need to go. I got to go over to the pool, but I wanted to speak to you. Let me just, I gave you the notes. You have the notes for editing at the Bob and Walter on the UFO. Do I need to tell you those points? I have them written down as if we did them. And you wrote them down.
Well, let me go to my desk and make sure I have those handy. I have them. It's just that things have gotten scattered since we talked last. And it's not right at my fingertips.
Okay, here's the issue. You recommend July 5th for Dobbstown.com.
Yeah.
Now, here's the...
Because then in the future, whenever you talk about, you know, Dobbstown, you can say, you remember, well, you know, we posted it on X Day. That's the perfect perfect thing.
And it depends on when you get it done. So July 1st was Canada Day, so I was going to do that. But the thing is if you don't get it done, then we don't. And July 5th is a good day. It's basically what I'm thinking is that I would post it during the X Day gathering in Brushwood, New York, which is from the 2nd to the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So if we announced it on their website on the 2nd or 3rd, then they would all gossip and yell and gnash their teeth about it at X Day. If we do it on July 5th, it's the last day, and then they go home the next day. So I was more...
Yeah, I know, but the thing is that... So that'll be fun for about a week, but then 10 years from now, when you talk about, you know, Dobbstown, if you can link it with X Day, it gives you something... It gives it a little more significance.
Well, we do link it with X Day if you understand that the gathering is for 5 or more days, and they party all the time.
Right.
X Day is just the culmination. So the actual period, the dates for this year on their sites is 2 to 6.
Right.
So X Day is this whole period.
Right.
And so I would say if we did it on the 1st or 2nd, that is X Day. You know.
Cause oh, okay.
It's called X Day Drill. That's what they called it before July 98. They call X Day Drill. And after that, since the X's didn't come, they claim that the calendar is screwed up. And we don't know what time it is, so July 5th, 1998 may not have happened yet, so it's coming. So they meet and try to hope that this year is July 5th, 1998. You know what
right.
I mean? That's the joke they do.
Yep.
So, but they meet and celebrate and do that. So we don't. It doesn't. We can claim it's X Day. I would say we post it on X Day if we did it on the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd.
Okay.
You
yeah.
can always remember. Because the goal is to bug them.
Right.
Now, I'm going to be very busy tomorrow taping for this show.
Right.
We have to learn. Montsquaz has to learn how to do it, and blah, 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 a lot of technical stuff. And they've gone to sleep, the gang there. Well, maybe they have, but I have to do stuff with Montsquaz. So you will sleep now, and then you'll wake up, I guess, and start working on this tomorrow.
Right.
And then maybe we could talk tomorrow to double-check to make sure the tapes are done. Like, let me just look at this, Dobstown.com. It's like I've got GERD on my mind. I got to get back into this Dobstown thing. We have Bob Tor, LA08. You have done, I've listened to Bob Evan Mailer, that's all good. Corbin, I've listened to that. Jerry Prep Talk, I've listened to that. Spondo Seminar is really good. Just delete the last few minutes of tape 4 and all of tape 5 as it's listed.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just the last couple minutes is tape 4 of Spondo Seminar that has to be deleted, then all of 5. Then we have, there's no listing of Worcester and Boward or me yet on Dobstown. Or wait, maybe I'm wrong. It's Bob Walter Boward, right, okay. So you go to Boward Worcester, and then it becomes Boward Bob and Worcester, which is Worcester and Boward. Have those haven't been cleaned up yet, have they?
Yeah, they have. The ones that are up there have been.
Oh, they have. Oh, okay. It's McLuhan. It's Bob and UFO McLuhan that hasn't been cleaned up.
Right, and I got the notes here. I got to delete.
Yeah, let's just go with what
he has. There's the part where I must have done something wrong, and then the word I start with. We'll look for the word well at 227.49. And then I go and delete up into 2805.
Right. I didn't write that down. That's right. Say those to me. I was looking at my notes, but that's one tape back. Say them again. It's well. Yeah, you got good notes. You just need to listen.
Right.
You'll know what they are.
There's one part where you call his girl Gail a dupe and a doofus or something. So we're going to get rid of that.
Gail Whitaker or something.
Yeah. And then,
you've got all the notes. You've got them written down. The time,
yeah.
And everything. We went through it. So
Maggie, we're going to get rid of that.
So when don't throw those notes away. When you do them, give me the times. You have the times marked there. I'll go and check them before
okay.
we post them.
All right.
So, and then later you do Robin and Charles. Right? They're still to be posted. The Robin
right.
and Charles stuff.
Right.
So, okay, and so the color will be green and purple, right?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I do not see the after image on the green thing you sent.
Was it flashing?
No, it doesn't flash. There's
oh, well, that's the problem. It's not flashing. For some reason, in my browser, it's flashing rapidly. It's going from green to black, except that when you see the black, your eyes are still conditioned by the green, so what you see is purple. So you see purple in the interval. It's kind of interesting. I could put it someplace else where you could see it. I don't know why your browser doesn't cause it to flash. Mine
that'd
does.
Be good because you know I'm color green on the chart. You go past the green pentad Dobbs quadrant into the hexadic, and it's in the pure tactility and hardware cold fusion level. But the way you see it is purple. So that my email name, Purple, is totally post-green on the way to breakthrough black tactility. You know what
right.
I mean?
One of the things that's interesting, I thought was interesting, is that actually if you're painting on paper with reflected light, the complementaries are yellow and purple. But it's in the electronic screen, the cathode ray tube or the flat screen, light through, the complementary colors are green and purple. So purple is the after image of green in the electronic environment,
and
but not when you're doing reflected light.
Which is yellow is the after image of green?
No, yellow, purple is the after image of yellow if you're doing it on paper.
What is Tate again?
Purple becomes the after image of the yellow if you're doing it on paper.
Purple is an after image in both situations.
Right, but in the electronic environment, purple is the afterimage of green. It's light through. Light through, the colors that they use, the primary colors on the electronic screen are RGB, red, green, and blue. But in on paper, if you're painting, those are not the primary colors. Are I think they're yellow, blue, and some other color. I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay. So
probably red, yellow, blue, and red on painting on paper, but on the electric screen, the light through screen, it's yellow. It's yellow, green, and RGB, red, green, and yellow. Red, green,
right.
and yellow. Yeah.
On what?
On the electric screen.
Red, green, and yellow? Isn't it red, green, blue?
No, you're right, RGB, red, green, blue, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to be back home by 8 or something.
Oh, you're not at home?
No, I'm home, but I'm going to go to the pool. I'm going to call you later. If you don't answer, you've gone to bed. See if there's anything, some gossip or whatever we didn't talk to, probably some things. But we'll talk tomorrow, definitely.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you might be up, you might not. I might call you later.
Okay.
Okay, otherwise, thanks for doing GERD. What do you think so far? It's pretty good?
Yeah.
If one listens, they'd be amazed like you were at what he has done, who he's interacting
with. Well, I know. He's so casual about it. You think, like, nothing's going to come out of it, and then he starts dropping these names. Like, my God.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, man. Let's leave it at that. I'll talk to you tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
At least tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.